include all phases of the Emerald Point development. The county has already provided an estimate of $1.6 million to complete roads and infrastructure within the existing development. Why would the county have taken these steps if it was not the intent that an appropriate security cover all work and all phases of the development? Some months ago, my committee met with a developer about repairing and finishing our existing roads. He stated without qualification that it was his obligation to perform the promised work, but it would not happen because he had no money. Therefore, what would cause anyone to think the developer is going to comply with any of the county and state requirements? After viewing the pictures that you saw of the work performed so far, what would cause anyone to think that the developer intends to meet any type of construction standard? I have a curious question, a curiosity question. The developer sold about 150 lots in Phase 12 at an average price of $63,000, and that is a gross of over $9 million. For the entire Emerald Point development, which consists of 1,003 sold platted lots, we estimate the developer grossed well over $75 million. Why is he telling us that he has no money? Where in the world did the money go? Also, in the last hearing, the chairman specifically asked Tom Boyce, the developer's road contractor, if a first responder could access that area in winter conditions. Tom Boyce said, with snow on the ground, no. The answer was significant, but it was overlooked. Now you have the county fire chief and emergency manager affirming that and stating categorically that first responders could not respond in a timely manner under anything but perfect conditions. Also, Randy Hayes, the road administrator, has stated that Phase 12 roads are unbuildable due to the extreme degree of slope. In light of this, if you lift the stop work order, then you, the board, are going to be subjecting the county to monumental liability issues down the road. So let me reiterate, the stop work order goes well beyond Phase 12. And as was stated in the last hearing, a loan from the bank for Phase 12 only does not come close to meeting county requirements and Missouri state law. And in fact, the developer has been operating in violation of county and state law since 2009. In light of the testimony that you've heard, that was given here tonight, supported by county regulations and state law, just let me ask you, is the board willing to rule in favor of a developer whose track record has proven him to be non-responsive and who has publicly stated that all he wants to do is rid himself of the Emerald Point development as quickly as possible? Thank you.
Thank you. Don Hicks.
I'm not on a committee or anything. I live 500 miles away. But I'm a property owner in Phase 12. And the representations that were made to my wife and I when we purchased that are far from what the performance evidently is. We were told that there was a bond, that it was in place, and we were told that there was money to spend, I mean money to develop it, that they had no money problems. Also, they kept delaying or promising us that they would have The street started, but it got delayed over and over again. And I would call, and they would say, well, they've got to bring the sewer over the mountain. They had all sorts of different things to, yeah, it was understandable. But as they began to put the roads in, we drove up here a couple of times and observed what was going on, and I was appalled at what I saw. Just as a novice, I don't know anything about road building, but I know what erosion does, and I know what the existing streets that are now, I understand the property owner's responsibility, because the development, when he leaves, is through. I think the evidence that you had when you started trying to notify Emerald Point people that something needed to be done, and you didn't get a response over and over again. I had that same experience in trying to get answers. I couldn't get a response. Finally, I couldn't even get a phone through. I have been totally ignored for any of the things that I was promised. And unless, and I thank God for you guys, without somebody overseeing these people, we would all be devastated. And I think unless they have the bond in place, that they upgrade the standards to the standards of the county, that the stop work order ought to stay in place. That's my comment, just as a property owner. I've been really hurt financially, and what can I do with a lot out there on those roads?
Thank you. Steve Renders. Steve, did I butcher your name?
Not too bad. Okay.
Little German, but it's Reinders.
Reinders.
Well, my name is Stephen Reinders. I live in Godfrey, Illinois, which is about a 3.5-hour, 4-hour drive from here. And we live on bluffs. Like you got mountains around here, we got bluffs. I had no idea until tonight when I saw some of the slides and heard some of the comments what was going on, which apparently is nothing. I've been in construction for 40 years as a licensed plumber. I am been 25 years working for the city of Alton next to me as a plumbing inspector. I have 21 years as a volunteer firefighter and 10 years on the commission. So I know what the problems can be, because we're getting ready to go to lawsuit on a fire truck right now. So you guys have a responsibility. If the performance bond is not there, I can't see how the board can approve this to be redone. I have a lot of money tied up in this. It's part of my retirement fund. I wanted to get down here and goof off, have a place for my grandkids and kids to come down. I ain't getting any younger. And I am still kind of young. I'm only going to turn 65. But something has to be done, and I have to leave it up to you to make the decision what to do and how to get it done and get it done right for everybody. I thank you.
Thank you. Have I missed anyone? I would like to speak with Mr. Cotty, if we could. I need to get an opinion from you regarding the guarantee of the surety bond. In this case, is that required for the entire development, or is it required just for phase 12?
I don't know. It's a new question to me. Clearly, it's required for phase 12. As to whether or not it would apply to other sections, I just don't know.
Okay. That it? Any other questions for Mr. Cotty?
Yeah, it's my understanding that tonight, at this hearing,
The decision that we are making is whether or not to lift the stop work order. That's the only question here, right?
Yeah. The question would appear to be, what is the error of law that Bob actually committed in placing a stop work order on this? What is the error of law?
And if we find he committed no error,
there's no reason to lift it.
Other than the requirements that need to be in place for that stop order to be lifted, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Actually, the burden of establishing an error on the part of Mr. Atchley in placing that stop work order is on the appellants, on Emerald Point. What did they say Bob did wrong? What did he do that constitutes an error of law? All of the questions about the grades and the regulations and how things are to be constructed, those have just been set aside. It's really the cart before the horse. The amount of the bond, that's got to be based upon something that you have in hand, and it's supposed to be submitted to the planning and zoning at the outset, and then if there's a disagreement, it can be appealed up to you. As I say, that wasn't done. What you've done is you've put the cart before the horse. Anything else?
You guys clear on what he's saying?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else you want to hear from, Randy? Is there anyone else you want to hear from?
Mr. Clary?
Yes, please.
I respect Mr. Cotty. I'm not here to argue the law. We've been operating under the assumption that we needed to post a bond or letter of credit as to phase 12, and we're prepared to do that. As to the burden of proof on the appeal, I agree with Mr. Cotty. It's our burden. Whether it's an error of law or that there is exigent circumstances, all right, it's not only an error of law, is there exigent circumstances? The error of law that we presented before, and I won't re-argue everything in January, was that this was a plat previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, by the Fire District, and all signed off on, with the roads where they're at, and that we've been operating and building under that. So for the commission and the staff to issue a stop work order implementing new standards, we disagree with that. I know other here disagree with my interpretation of that, but that's what we've come forward with. Since January, we've attempted to comply with everything you've asked us to do. And I respectfully say, Mr. Commissioner, to the extent plans weren't presented to the county, that falls on me. I thought that was communicated and it wasn't. However, whether it's a 5-inch base, a 4-inch base, you have Mr. Boyce's bid. He's a reputable, experienced contractor. He's ready to proceed. The exigent circumstances, we've had to wait since September. This road's getting washed. The base is getting washed out. It's getting worse. Mr. Boyce is ready to proceed as is. We'll post that bond. We're asking you to lift the stop work order as to phase 12, to modify it, so to speak. As to further work, I respectfully say to the extent it needs to be done, we'll get that bidded out and post a bond for that work. But for today, to move forward, the exigent circumstances for phase 12, we ask that you lift the stop work order for that so that we can proceed.
You just mentioned that you've been compliant since January, but prior to that, you realized that you had to have road construction plans and you had to have a performance bond in place, and up until January, you were completely non-compliant with that. Is that correct?
My understanding, sir, is the bond that was posted was not signed off by the county. And so technically, while my client thought it had been, it hadn't. Technically, that's right.
But you're talking about a bond from 09, correct?
Correct, that we thought had been renewed and
okay.
submitted. And Mr. Mankey again submitted it last year, and that's when this became an issue. With respect to that, we believe we comply. As to the plans, I'm not a road contractor. Mr. Boyce did all the work there. The roads are in as they were originally designed. Whether plans were presented before that was done, I can't speak to that, sir.
I've never seen any road plans, and I don't know if Mr. Hayes has for this project or Mr. Starrett has.
Nor I have not.
Well, we understand. I mean, everybody understands that has to be in place before you can start work out there, correct?
Well,